Afternoon, everyone. This is Hannah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I almost forgot the ID, the 91.5, so that's really funny. I have a special guest here for the second time, I think, that you've been on my show. This is Elena.
Hello, it's me, yet again.
She's back.
I'm back.
She's made a nice playlist for us today. We just heard Perfect Situation by Weezer, which I believe would be the first Weezer song I've ever played on air. But for that, we love Elena. It's a good Weezer song, actually, and I will probably add it to my library. Is it like a new Weezer song?
It's not new. It actually, it plays at Trader Joe's.
It plays at Trader Joe's?
All the time.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which is why I was like, I need to have it.
Yeah.
On a playlist.
We are often at Trader Joe's, and we often hear the music.
Yeah. It's almost like I'm there 40 hours a week.
Yeah, for undisclosed reasons.
Undisclosed reasons. I just like hanging out there
a
lot.
Yeah, I love shopping at Trader Joe's. This is not an ad, by the way.
Yeah, it's not an
definitely not an ad. but yeah, they play some interesting stuff. Sometimes it's like they had some crazy crazy songs. They have, you know that one, like, DJ, like, dance mix?
Oh, my God.
It'll be, like 10 o'clock at night, and I'm, pushing product, and I hear, like, oons, oons, oons.
I know exactly who plays that every night, and I don't, it's my ops that we were just talking about in the hallway.
That's who it is. Yes, an individual who also frequents this particular trading show.
Don't think about it too hard, about why we're all there all the time.
No, yeah, it's a good time. Weezer and all. I actually remember they played one of my first shifts at a different job. they were playing this Placebo song. They're playing "Every You, Every Me" by Placebo,
and
the 12-year-old in my brain who listened to Placebo, by the way, which was so inappropriate for a 12-year-old, was like, "Why are they I'm in a store right now and they're playing Placebo. That's crazy. What world are we living in?" They also played a Veruca Salt song, which was so epic.
It was probably Vinny. Vinny plays good music.
Yes, Vinny, another person who loves Trader Joe's. Shopping together.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
How many people just love hanging out at Trader Joe's?
It's a good time. It's a nice hangout spot. But yeah, for now though, we'll just leave you guys to listen to a Belle and Sebastian song. This is also suggested by Elena. "There's Too Much Love."
Oh, I love this one.
I ran down the road, pants down to my knees, screaming, please come help me. That Canadian shaman gave a little too much to me, and I'm writing a novel. Because it's never been done before. First house that I saw, I wrote house up on the door, and told the people who lived there they had to get out, cause my reality is realer than yours, and there's no time in the present. And there's a black dog on the bed. I went to the backyard to burn my only clothes, and the dog love.
We're back. You just heard I'm the Man Who Loves You by Wilco, and I don't have much else to add. What do you got, Elena?
I was gonna mention the Lapida song.
Yeah, the La Patita.
That one. I was just telling Hannah, my friend from California, who she's met and knows. We've all hung out.
Her at least twice.
Something about, I don't know why, but every time I talk about Kate, I say, oh, my friend from California. Like, just so you know, like, I have friends in California. Like, I'm cool. I know people from not here.
Oh, I can't say I haven't ever been like, oh, my LA friends say this.
Yeah. Oh, my friend in New York
That's city? Been such a thing. Yeah, that's been such a thing since I came to Tufts too, because people are just from all over the place. They'll be like, "Yeah, my LA friends," or even though it's like literally just other classmates I've met who are not from Massachusetts.
Yeah, well, like I went to UMass Boston, and everyone is like from Boston.
From Boston,
or they're like living, you know, and you didn't really talk to anybody anyway. So. Yeah. It just is, like, a big deal for me to know anybody from anywhere else. Like, Alex is, like, from New Jersey. I'm like, oh, yeah, my friend from New Jersey. Yeah,
everyone
they do live
Tufts
here.
Is from New Jersey.
Really?
I swear. That's, like, well, New Jersey and New York. I feel like I've met more people at Tufts from New York and New Jersey than I've met from Massachusetts.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe that's just, like, my specific pool of people that I've met. Maybe I'm making a big generalization, but I feel like I have come across maybe... I don't know. It's just, that's not what I was expecting. Like, when I was, in my mind, I was just like, as a Massachusetts individual, I was like, oh, I'm going to go to college in Massachusetts, and there's going to be other Massachusetts people out there. Not that I thought about it much.
Yeah.
I just didn't think it was like, when I was just, like, shocked when I came here, and no one was from Massachusetts, and I was like, oh, even though there are actually plenty, but they're always from, like Marblehead, like Wellesley.
Not Wellesley.
Yeah, Newton.
Newton.
Belmont.
I have beef with Newton.
Belmont, yeah, well, you're from Arlington.
Yeah, undisclosed reasons. I have beef with Newton in a general sense.
Okay.
Belmont's cool. No particular reason.
Belmont's just there. Like, Newton, I've actually only gone to Newton for... As far as my, like, recent memory goes, for dance exams. And, like,
yeah.
That's it.
Honestly,
so, like a non-reason,
I say I
really.
Have beef with Newton, but where is it? Like, I don't really know what's there. Are there things in Newton?
Wait, so this is really funny, because we were just... me and my roommates were just watching The Bachelor, I think? I think it's The Bachelor. Yeah, it was just one guy and a bunch of girls, so it's The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the women that he was dating in the episode is from Newton. So, like, they start the section of the episode with, like, a montage of Boston and, like the Boston...
So, like, hot Newton.
Yeah, like, Boston Public Garden, like, sign and, like, the cityscape.
This is Newton, Massachusetts.
Like, people in the city passing through. And then it just, like, goes to Newton, to this, like, big, like, house. This nice, like, suburban house in a neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're in Boston. All right.
It's like those Instagram reels that I love, and it's, like, clearly Italy, and they're like, welcome to Groton, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yes, I saw one that was like Santorini, Greece, and it was like, this is what Worcester, Massachusetts looks like.
I love those ones.
Yeah.
Let's spread more propaganda.
Yeah. Speaking of spreading propaganda.
Oh my God, wait. I think this is the second time that I've been on the show and had a perfect segue by accident.
Elena has a message for us.
I do have a message. It's the Somerville Cares About Prevention PSA. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are a part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests, and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead up to a fine of up to $2,000, as well as up to a year in jail. This message is brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. And yeah, they have a Facebook and a Twitter.
Very, very important messaging for college students. I've been big on the, like, bringing a bottle of something non-alcoholic to the function wave.
I'm not at all.
Well,
I feel like my house is often the function, though.
Yeah, well, this is an assumption that there will be a variety of beverages, but I did this on, well, first of all, because I had one anyway, just because, like, I had just come into, owning this bottle of fake champagne, and I'm like, wait, this is actually a really good idea, because it's, like, bubbly and yummy, and you can open it, like, you know? And
I do love that.
But it's, like, not, like, someone who doesn't want to drink can drink it. You know?
Yeah.
Yummy vibes. Speaking of drinks, I'm loving coffee. I've had a lot of coffee today. I'm actually a little hyper.
No one who's listening to this could see the face that Hannah just made, but it was very funny.
I guess I haven't been doing, I used to do recaps of every song. So I used to be like, you just heard There's Too Much Love by this, and I'm writing a novel by Father John. And like, I go down the list and I've stopped doing that because it became like, I started feeling goofy at a point. I'm like, oh, I'm going to put on the mic and then everyone knows I'm just going to recap the songs. Like,
well, also like, I, as a listener, if you're on the webpage, it shows you.
It does. It
and
does.
Don't you have like an archive so you can see it later
we
too?
We do. You can look up any show. Yeah, fun fact. If you're curious on what we play here on WMFO, you can go on the website. And if you go on, like, click on the schedule on anyone's like show, you can look at what they've played. Assuming they were here and it wasn't just like an automation playlist. But you can also listen to old shows. You can also pop into the DJ chat, which is so fun if you have anything to say. It's a DJ chat.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Please. Oh, please, people. That's so funny.
Yeah,
you can. I'm going to be in there, bro.
Go on WMFO.org and go up to the top and find the DJ chat in the top little bar thing. And you can send little messages to the DJ live on air, assuming they check it, which I hope they do. I really like to push this DJ chat thing because I think it's really silly. So that's like, if you awesome. Have a recommendation but you don't want to like call in, you know, like, you know, not big on the phone, you want to type in a little song request, you can go on the DJ chat. You can do that. You want to say hi, you want to give some positive feedback, or if you want to bully someone, just
no,
kidding, don't
positive
do that
feedback
just
only.
Positive feedback, don't bully people. But you can go on to WMFO.org and find the DJ chat and chat with us.
That's so fun. I can't believe I'm just learning about this.
You
right
can do
now.
That
guys, we're all learning together.
So like, when you're listening to WMFO and you're like, I like this song, you can go in the DJ chat. Or like,
yeah,
if you're listening to Charlie's show, you could be like, hey Charlie, you know,
hey man,
hey bro. When he finally has Craig on the...
Oh my God, I would love to have... I think it'd be really funny because he's really into music, but he's only into like I don't know, he's like...
He's into music the way older. Like a man in his 40s who listens to hip-hop would be into music.
Yeah. There's
not that there's anything wrong
no,
with that. There's plenty
the
of great
music.
Yeah, there's a lot of
he's
good stuff.
He's really into the Beastie
oh,
Boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because once I said... I literally... Oh my God. Okay. Once I said, oh, I love the Beastie Boys, first of all, I'm someone who speaks in hyperbole.
Yeah.
So I was like, I love the Beastie Boys so confidently. And literally my ex-girlfriend was in the room. Again, we're all at Trader Joe's for no particular reason. But I was in the room with my ex-girlfriend and this guy, Craig, and they were like, you don't even know the Beastie Boys. And I was like, whoa, why are you attacking
whoa,
me right now?
Right in front of, when
in right front of
Craig.
Right in front of Craig? Bro, my homie Craig, who was a homie. But then he was like, oh, like, what do you know? And I was like, why am I being grilled? Why am
no,
I being
yeah.
grilled about the Beastie Boys? You know what I knew? I knew like 2-3 songs.
That's more than me.
And when I say that I love something, maybe I just really love those 3 songs. Why do I have to know anything about the things that I love? Why can't I enjoy
yeah.
them?
It's true. What's wrong with just enjoying things?
Why can't I just state that I love things and have people just believe me?
Yeah, we never really, me and Craig, he had asked me once, like, what are you listening to in those headphones? Because I always wear my headphones. Mm. And I had told him, and then we just never had a conversation about music, meaning we clearly don't listen to the same stuff.
Like,
I'm sure
oh,
I was
cringe.
Listening to, like, Radiohead. And he just has absolutely nothing to add to whatever it is I was showing him. Or, like Pine Grove. Like this man is not listening to Pine Grove.
Dude, another man I know, Reginald. He wanted to hear what I was listening to one night because he was like, you look like you're in a bad mood. And I was like, I am. And then I gave him my headphones. And you know what was playing, Hannah?
What?
Our Lady of Sorrows. And he did not enjoy that.
Let me just so the culture understands Our Lady of Sorrows.
Our
Let
Lady
me just
of Sorrows is awesome.
Show you how this song starts off. I won't play the whole thing because it's not quite our show's vibe today, but just so you know how the song starts. So you get it. You get the point of what kind of mood you were in that night.
And just like, he's, this man's like a Jehovah's Witness.
What?
You didn't know that? No. He's a Jehovah's Witness. And no, like, no hate.
No,
but
yeah.
I don't think that any Jehovah's Witness is like, I love this song.
It's like border, slightly demonic.
I was gonna say, like, kind of blasphemous.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Indeed. That's the alert.
I love blaspheming, personally.
Blaspheming by listening to My Chemical Romance.
Blaspheming by being... Okay, I'm sorry. I have to mention at least once today. Really big on a Supernatural.
Oh, jeez.
Reruns. So into it right now.
Cutting your mic.
No, please. I just want to tell the people that Supernatural is a really good show that's kind of bad, but it's also awesome.
Don't worry, anybody who was on Tumblr between the years like 2010 and 2019 would know.
I was actually, I was like low-key popular on Tumblr.
I was not, because I didn't really know how to use it properly.
Dude, I was on Super Hoolock, anyone?
Oh, duh.
I was big into that, and I was like kind of, like I don't even think I posted anything original.
You just repost.
But people loved my repost.
I actually, the most attention I'd ever gotten on a Tumblr was a brief point in my life when I had an Irish dance themed Tumblr.
Oh.
Irish dance Tumblr has since died. It's a dead place.
Well, you know what? It was so niche, you know? So people were like, oh my God, finally someone's posting about this.
But yeah, no, it was good. I had gotten one post that had like 50 reblogs, and I'm like, this is the only time anybody has ever liked anything I've posted on Tumblr.
I was getting like... I forget what the like word is, but I was getting like DMs. Like people were like DMing me on Tumblr.
Nah, I got none of that.
I think I was like sad for like a week, and I was posting in like black and white, and like three people literally.
Like, are you okay?
Yeah, me being like 13. I think I was like 12 actually. I was like, I remember that I lied about my age on Tumblr. I was like 2 years younger than you were supposed to be. So people were like
so
reaching
11.
Out. Oh yeah, I was like 11, like on Tumblr.
Yeah,
Tumblr.
Of course, duh.
And I literally was like. Yeah, don't ask me how
don't interact. I have to go offline for the night. Well, the only real ones know. No, yeah.
Real ones know. So true.
I was never that big on Tumblr. I had a couple fan Instagram over the years. I had I had like a couple hundred followers on a Twitter at one point that I had hid from everyone that I knew in real life. They're like, they can't see this.
Of course.
I don't know whatever happened to that account, but it's out there somewhere. and yeah, I don't have much else to, I guess, add. This is kind of a natural time where we can play our next song. This is a song by Remember Sports, which never listened to before.
Dude, love Remember Sports, kind of emo. So
perfect segue again. Well, this is The One Bad Man. Enjoy.
I'm not getting over it. of one. And you have never been in love until you've seen the dawn rise behind the home for the blind. We are the pretty, petty things. And you're standing on our streets where hectic
find, but you are my only hope. I wouldn't mind, but you are my only hope.
on like it was the best in the world. And take the wayward child. But I'm a little lost sheep, I need my bogey. You know I need my shepherd dear tonight. Breaking up this misery, I see a wilderness for you and me. Punctuated by philosophy, I'm wondering how things could have been. Stay away and let you settle down. I've got no claims to your crown. I was the boss of you while I loved you. You know I loved you. It's all over now. And I was there for you when you were lonely. I was there when you were bad. I was there when you were sad. Now it's the time of need. I'm thinking do I have to plead to get you by my side. Rather be untold.
And we're back. We've only actually got only a minute to the end of the hour.
Wow.
But just wanted to thank you for tuning in with me and Elena, who might come next week, too.
Yay! I think I will. Like, what else am I doing?
I have a lot of fun here when I have guests, so you're welcome anytime.
I have a lot of fun on this show.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes, we just talk for an hour straight.
So. Yeah, take advantage of this time, you know, this opportunity, mm-hmm. I guess. But for this week, that's all I got for you. This has been Hannah and Elena. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have an excellent week, weekend. And thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Elena, for joining.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.